Dora Rivas, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Stella, it's my pleasure to be here.
Now, Dallas's school meals program has garnered a lot of national attention, has won some awards, and even gotten the attention of First Lady Michelle Obama. How and why did you begin this push for healthier food for kids?
This has really been a lifelong effort. When I was very young, my father was a diabetic while I was in middle school. And I remember going to the doctor with him, listening to all of the different food fads, thinking that you could cure diabetes, but at the same time watching my mother just serve him healthy foods and follow the dietitian's advice. So very early on, I saw how nutrition impacted his health, and I just always felt like we needed to start earlier teaching children to eat well and hopefully avoid some of the problems that resulted from poor nutrition. And so a part of what I believe is important for our school children is to be able to put out food on the line that serves as a learning laboratory for them. So they are encouraged to eat what is healthy, and then they take the lessons home to their families. And when they go to the store with their mom or dad, that they can tell their parent, oh, I tried this at school, and can we take some home? And I've heard, in fact, recently a parent told the principal from Charles Rice, you know, I'm preparing food. I didn't even know what it was.
Now, despite all of the accolades the program has received in Dallas ISD, it's also been criticized. I've read and heard from some students, including a former intern of ours, who say that a lot of kids don't like the healthy food and that some kids actually throw it away. I'm wondering if you noticed any of this happening when you were there and what you say about that.
You know, many of our children in their homes are not offered or exposed to a lot of the fresh fruits and vegetables that, you know, are offered in a school. And so it is a challenge to try new foods. At Dallas ISD, we had a number of schools that implemented school gardens and that have strong coordinated school health programs where children learn through the coordinated approach to school health, which is a curriculum that the teachers use to be able to also teach nutrition education in the classroom and connect it with the cafeteria. All of these things together begin to make it easier for a child to taste and understand why it's good for them.
Now, you've been very instrumental moving the district's meal program forward. And now that you're gone, are you concerned at all about the future or the success of that program?
You know, I've worked at Dallas ISD for 10 years. So one of the things that I have been, you know, very proud of is being able to recruit and bring to Dallas ISD some very talented professionals. And I have known and worked with the directors that are there and the new executive director, Margaret Lopez. You know, very talented individuals, very passionate, very dedicated. And so there's no doubt in my mind that they will continue to move the district food and child nutrition forward and not only maintain the initiatives, but, you know, even take them to another level.
Dora Rivas, thank you so much for stopping by and talking with me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.